Chapter 4, October 2014. George Watson made his way across Kew Gardens. A goose had defecated on the path. Although it was cold, two boys were rampaging about on the grass by the Queen's beasts. He cast a disapproving look. He wouldn't let a child tear about making all that noise, scaring the birds. Their mother watched from a bench. Actually, no. He realised she was watching him. Since Jimmy Savile, everyone was alert for paedophiles. Savile had done it for any man walking on his own. You needed a dog or a kid to pass as normal. He had his briefcase, but he suspected that increased her suspicion. A Mac and a case were not the usual garb for a man in Kew Gardens. He wasn't aggrieved by her blatant mistrust. His grievances were deeper. Still, he glared at the woman clutching her cigarette as if for dear life. She could have no idea how uninterested in her children he was. He had seen her before. Not her, but the scene. The mother, the children. Generation after generation in Kew Gardens, like a field of sheep. One of these times he must have been with Rosamond, because he remembered her saying that the mother should be interacting with her children. That would have been when Rosamond paid notice to children. When the problem wasn't being mistaken for a pervert, but trying unsuccessfully to divert Rosamond from wishing she was the mother shivering on the bench. Not smoking, she considered the habit disgusting, but like this mother, she would be fiercely protecting her brood while they played their idiotic games. The younger boy was bossing the older one, pushing and shoving him. He was tempted to go over and make him stop. The mother had guessed this, and through plumes of smoke she was keeping her eye on him. George Watson hurried out of the gate, past the herbarium, and over to the pond. Minutes later he was pushing open the gate to his house. He looked up. A light was on in the drawing room, a sign that Rosamond was there. He had lived in the substantial villa for over 40 years, a continuity that enabled him to chart his infirmities. It took longer to walk up the path, to fit the key in the lock, and to climb the stairs to his studio, to get over slights. With the front door open...